So we ended up last time discussing a difficult Rambam, the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Daled of Shabbos, following the Girsus Arif in the Gemara Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph Anta Amud Beis, which had a reverse order of the reasoning for the Isser of Hatamad Bedavar Mosef Evel versus the Isser of Hatamad Bedavar Hamamid Evel. Again, the Rambam wrote in Halacha Beis that min haTorah it should have been the case, or it is the case, that Hatman Bedavar Mosef Hevel Mibod Yom is Heter Gamor, but Asu Chachamim Lahatman Bedavar Hamosef Hevel Mibod Yom Zera Shema Tartiyaf Hakader B'Shabbos, lest the pot heat up over Shabbos. So again, it's not Yarsiach that you would do something to it, but the Kedera is going to be heating up on its own. The Yistarif L'Galosin, you'll have to uncover it. To let the boiling die down. The Yafzer v'yachasa b'Shabbos, then you're going to cover it again on Shabbos. The Nimsa told me b'davar Mosef Hevel b'Shabbos Yuvasin. Then you're going to end up be matmin b'davar Mosef Hevel on Shabbos, which is Aser. Lefikach mutar l'hatmin b'davar Mosef Hevel b'Nishmashos Shastam k'derif b'Nishmashos Kar Roschu v'nachum b'Babuan v'kevin shenachu shuv einan roschin. Then Allah Gimel. So we left off trying to understand, number one, what's the hishtalshelus here in the Rama Lacha Beis? You're not allowed to be matmin b'davar ha-mosef havel in Erev Shabbos, lest the pocket's so hot, and you're going to have to uncover it, and then cover it again, and that covering it again is going to be an isser of Mamim Davar Ha Mosef Hevel on Shabbos. And Mamim Davar Mosef Hevel on Shabbos itself, why is that Aser? So is this Zeru L'Gzera, or what's the Shalashas over here? Number two, the difficulty that the Raiva, the Rashba, and others are bothered by, how does Ben Ashvashas fit over here? And it sounds like to be Mamim Davar Mosef Hevel and Erev Shabbos is Aser, and Shabbos is Aser, and someone magically Ben Ashvashas is Mutter, why should that be? And also, what emerges from the Rambam is that Remetz sounds like it's a Davar HaMamid Hevel, not Davar Mosef Hevel, which is somewhat non-intuitive. But again, all the that's what the Rishonim assume, the Rambam is saying, and that's part of the reason that some of the Rishonim find the Rambam's position difficult. Okay. So there's a Ramban here in Chidushim and Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph. I apologize for not really being sensitive to this till Shabbos. I didn't put on the Marma Komas previously, but I did add it this morning. So the Ramban addresses some of this in the Rambam. Since we have the computer on, I think I can actually pull it up on the screen. So he quotes the Girsus Arif. And he notes a Tshuvas Arif that he finds difficult to understand. And then he writes, Shuv Matzasi B'Yerushalmi Reish B'Met Homnin B'Loshen Azed. This is the first line of the Yerushalmi in the fourth parak. Lefi shadvarim halalu roschin umirusachin. These things are boiling and boiled. Behu nolan, and you're going to remove them. Behein tashin lasoch yado, and then it's going to cool off while you're holding it or after you removed it. Behu machzira, and then you're going to return it. The hay mosif in resicha, and then it's going to add to the resicha. Lefikach aser litmon behen, and that's why it's aser to be matmin with that. Zemefurish kedvarav. So at least it sounds like this is where the Rambam got it from. Rambam didn't take this out of thin air. But this concern that the Kedera is going to heat up, you're going to have to uncover it and then cover it again, and then it's going to be Maseach again, that seems to be based on this line in the Yerushalmi. The Imtomar, the Imagalanami, the Chosir Tomim Bishadis, Ma'isi Yesh Bakach. So big deal. You're going to uncover it, and then you'll cover it again on Shabbos. What's the Yisr? The Mashma Lekaman, the Tomein Me'er Shabbos, Megala Notel V'Chozer Matmin B'Shabbos. So you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to uncover and then cover it up again. Isn't that the Mishnah in Bemetonin? Dafnun Aleph, Amud Aleph, Kiso v'niskala mutu lechasoso. If you covered it and uncovered, you'll have to recover it. It says the Ramban, Hasam b'davar she'ena mosif hevel. That's talking about if the Hatman is b'davar she'ena mosif hevel. So if it's a davish ena mosif hevel and you covered it up before Shabbos, then we're not concerned that you may come to bishul. El shehei meshumar, all you want is that it should be protected. Hilkach nota lemachzir, that's why you can take it off and put it back on. Aval b'davar hamosif in the gala umar siach v'chozer matnin. But if it's a davar mosif hevel, if you uncover it and then it heats up and you put the cover back on again, kitchilas hatmana, that's like a new hatmana. The ika gzeira the chitoy gechalim umegis, and we're concerned that if you're going to cover it up again, it's not the cover per se that's the problem; it's that you're going to come to be mechata, because that's like a hatmana anew, meaning that if you're matmin the davar ha mosif hevel on Shabbos, the concern is that you may come to be mechata. And covering it anew on Shabbos is like b'matmin medavar mosif hevel on Shabbos. So then that's very interesting, because what emerges is that if that's the case, then hatmana both bedavar hamosif hevel and bedavar mamid hevel are also for the same reason. It just takes a little bit longer to get to the end point. Meaning in the Rambam's Girsa, it's mefurash in the Rambam's Girsa that the reason, not mefurash, but in the Rambam's Girsa, the reason that you can't be matmin bedavar hamamid hevel is because shema yamin beremetz. And the Rambam says nimsachos of the gecholim. So the Rambam clearly understood that the concern of remetz is of mamim remetz is shem yichat of the gecholim. That's bedavar hamamid hevel. And here the Ramban's understanding in the Rambam, based on this Yerushalmi embellished, that even bedavar ha that by davar mosif hevel as well, that's also shem yichat of the gecholim. And the reason it's usher to be mosif hevel in Erev Shabbos is you may come in essence to be mosif hevel on Shabbos. And the Mosef Havel, Ma'amim B'davar Mosef Havel on Shabbos is also Aser Mishum, Shem Yechat B'Gachal. And then the other interesting thing, yeah?
That's the answer about remnants. That remnants is never most available according to this problem. That it's a zero of,
well, no, remnants is still.
You say it's a
no.
It's a zero of in most available, up to most available, up to mechata the gecholim. And that's what.
No, because remnants is still ain't a most available because that's what he says. Also, chachamim davar zek zera shema yamin beremetz via bonitzos l'shalish. the Rambam's mefurish that we ask her to davar she'ena mosif hevel because shema yamim beremetz. Or you're saying that, no, what he means is that we ask her a davar she'ena mosif hevel atu remetz, which is mosif hevel?
Yeah,
okay, maybe. That's what maybe the Rambam page of Mishnah doesn't actually sound like that.
I mean, both zeros would be one off. I mean, is the concern of
you, right,
if
then
your mouth is double most heavily, mm-hmm, the Bechata, mm-hmm, before.
Yeah. And then that's all Kulachad Xeri, as the Rambam explains the page of Mishnah. Okay,
so that's like everything is all one. Mm-hmm. It's all.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other noteworthy thing, according to the Shan the Ramban, is in the order here, so the Masifta Gemara points this out, that the Rambam is telling you in the Lacha Beis, the way the Ramban reads it, that we're worried that you may come to Mechatan Shabbos, which would be Hatmana B'davar HaMosef Hevel, which is Aser Shema Yechata B'Gachalim. The Rambam only tells you about the concern of Shema Yechata B'Gachalim in Sif Gimel, in Halacha Gimel. So that's just worth noting that, according to this, is kind of a presumption of something the Rambam only tells you in the next halach. Okay. The last time we read the Lecha Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, Lecha Beis, who asked the same question, big deal, what's wrong if you cover the pot again on Shabbos? Isn't that mutter? So first he says, it's only mutter by davar hamam and hevel, not by davar mosif hevel. And then he says, it's only mutter if it uncovers itself. And then he says, v'od shehu kedavar hamosif hevel, degazer chachamim mimnei shelo yavo laharsicha la'esh. That we treat it as a davar hamosif havel, which goes there lest you come to be marsich ala ish, v'ashikas the Rambam perish hamishnayis. So what's the reference Lecha Mishnah makes here to the Rambam perish hamishnayis? So the Rambam perish hamishnayis writes,
that
definition
is explaining the Rambam like the traditional
understanding
of Shemir Arsiach. What do you mean by traditional understanding? But it's like a Rashi
understanding of Shemir Arsiach. He's using that to explain in the Rambam why the second covering is Asur. The reason you can't cover the pot again on Shabbos is lest you come to be Marsicha. But let's see in the Rambam page of Mishnayos where, because he says, as the Rambam writes in Perish Mishnayis, let's see what the Rambam writes in Perish Mishnayis.
Also, is that most hevel or mam hevel? So in this case, it should be most hevel. Right?
So in the first, okay, let's see how he says it here. So the first part of the Rambam here we saw last time about the why it's not Xeru Xeru, Kulachad Xeru, he. Then he goes on and says, the Da'od, Shadvarim Shinesra Behan Hatmana Asr Lahana Behem, Tafil Me'er Shabbos. So Dover Ham, most of have, you can't be Madman and even Me'er Shabbos. But Haya did know saying, Shemutr Lahana Me'er Shabbos. We should have said, Nikradin, that there's no restriction on being Madman and Dover Ham. Mamid Hevel, Mosef Hevel and Erev Shabbos. Lefish Ein Isser B'mashem Mosef L'Svasha L'Shabbos. There's nothing wrong if it's going to continue to cook on Shabbos. Rai L'kach, Shetav Shel Chai, Shelo N'Svasha L'Klal, Mutal Asho Sol Eish, Shesvasha L'Kol Alayla. Just as the Din of Kedera Chaisa, there's no Isser Shehiya. El Asra Zeg, Zera Shemiyatmin, the Davar Hamosif Me'er Shabbos, the Yirsach HaTavshel Achrei Knesset HaShabbos, Machmas Tosefes HaChomer, concerned that it's going to heat up more once Shabbos begins. The Yitztarich L'Galos HaKedera V'nei Resichasa, Kedei Shatanuach HaResich, you have to uncover the pot. V'achar HaKyatzir L'Kedera Osa Davar Hiser Me'aleha, V'nimsa Tomein V'davar Hamosif b'Shabbos, and covering it up again on Shabbos is going to be an act of hatmana b'davar hamosif hetha. So the Ramban said that the Hatman of Adavar Mosef Hevel here is out of a concern of Shami Yechata B'Gachala. Does Lech and Mishnah mean the same thing? Lech and Mishnah said, I mean, in the Rama here, he doesn't elaborate. The way Lech and Mishnah says it is, V'hush k'davar ha-mosef ha-vel, d'gazir chacham ibnei shel yavar l'arsicha ala esh. That you may come to be marsiach. So what's the action we're concerned about? Is that Shema Yechata, or is that putting it on a flame and doing Bishul where Bishul is relevant? Right? Now, that was the issue within Girsas Rashi, is the concern of Yarsicha, one of Bishul like Rashi, or one of Shema Yechata we call him like the Rush. So here in the Ram, it's the flip, but does he mean Bishul where Bishul is relevant? Does he mean Shemi Yechad B'Chalim? Not necessarily clear. Right? I would have said in a vacuum, Yavala Sicha sounds more like Bishul. The Rambam Peish HaMishnayis, I think it's more Sassan, is just saying Nimsa Tomim Adavar Mosef Hevel, which could be like the Ramban, or could be otherwise. Not sure. So that's all as far as this Gzeira in the Rambam Halacha Beis. Again, as far as Ramath being a Adavar HaMamid Hevel versus Mosef Hevel, most of you shown him assume the Ramban, the Magen Mishnah, the Rashba, that the Ramitz and the Rambam is a Davar HaMamid Hevel, and that's a little difficult. But as Brian pointed out, maybe you could still read that as Mosef Hevel, and we ask for Davar HaMamid Hevel up to Ramitz, which is a Mosef Hevel. Could be. As far as the difficulty in the Rambam, it's cheat about Ben Hashmashos. I haven't found a very attractive answer. I mean, we show in kind of lead that is the tzarachi and akasha the Rambam without really explaining it. There's an arasameh, the mekavas mishnah they quote. Some okimta answers maybe limiting the Rambam only to davar hamamid to a mosif to mamid hevel not mosif hevel. Which isn't really mashma so much in the context. So I leave that for further analysis. On that point about Ramat being davar ha mamid hevel as opposed to davar ha mosif hevel, the Marashal notes that in the Rambam as well in Tshuva Simen Samech, quoted in the Magen Avraham Sifkatan Yud Ches. We just look at the Magen Avraham briefly. Reish Nun Zayin Yud Ches. Kasim Rashal, the Tshuva, the Efer Chan, A Mosif Havel, LMK, Mu'urav, the Gechala. So there are two types of remnants, Marshal says. There's a remnants which is mixed with Gechalim, that would be Mosif Havel, and there's a remnants which is just plain Efer, plain ashes, and that's Ma'amid Havel. So then the Rambam, to the extent that the Rambam is talking about a remetz, which is Ma'amid Hevel, that would be type 2 remetz and not type 1 remetz. And then maybe everyone could be happy. And remetz means different things in different contexts. Okay. But Lemaisa, the Mechaber in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, the way he presents the difference between Ma'amid Hevel and Mosif Hevel, presents it like the Girsas Rashi. And again, in practice, aside from the Rambam's Chiddush Bebet and Shmashos, but in practice, there isn't really a nafkamina between Rashi's Girsa and the Riz Girsa as far as the restrictions or the application of the restrictions of Davar Ma'amid Hevel, Davar Mosif Hevel. Aruch HaShulchan points this out in Sifkatan Dalet. So just take a look at the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Zayin. So on Shabbos itself, you can't be ma'amin even b'davar ha she'ein mosif havel. Says the Mishnah Berura Sifkatan Aleph la'achar shenispashi la'tafshil rotsa la'mina b'davar sheyishmar chomo, meaning that after it's already cooked, you want to insulate it in something that's going to preserve the heat. You go in b'kar mitzasos, pillows, blankets, l'kadome. The time of the Shema Yimsa of Kidei Rasa Tzonenes, V'yarsi Chena, T'chai Mishem V'ashel. Afilu Ma'adam R'dei L'chai Mishem V'ashel B'zeh, K'hai Mishem V'ashel Pa'am Echad, V'kamakam Iko L'mikzer Shema Yechad Men Al-Gabe Eish, V'yichat V'yichol, V'yichat V'yichol, V'yichat V'yichol. So Rashi, Bishol, the Rashi, Shema Yechad V'yichol, they all apply. Then the Mechaber continues, Safi Chashecha Tomin, Ain Tom Dara Mosif Havel, a feel me volume. Says the Mishabura Sipkatan, hey, Mosif Havel, Zera Shemayamin, the Afer Sheshbek, the Khan Yakatib Shabbos, a feel me volume, Kasa Primagadin, the feel him and Kodam Khatsel Paboker, Nikamakam Abadi Sura Kisha Masha about Manazu al Shabbos, and Masala Kam Khashecha. Even if you put it on nice and early in the morning, there's still a potential exposure for Atmana if you're not going to remove it before Shabbos begins. As we noted last time, Tosos in the beginning of Bemet Tomnin, Mem Zayin and Mabez, points out that Hatmana is more chamer than Shehiya, and that Hatmana is usser even the Nisvashah Kamacha Medusai, or even if it's Nisvashah Klatsark, whatever your threshold is, that Hatmana is more restrictive, or more, the application is more expansive, whichever way you want to look at it, than Shehiya. Because when it comes to Atmana, even a little bit of chitoy potentially could enhance the Hatmana. So we're more concerned about Hatmana than we are of Shehiya, And that's why even if it's Nisbasha called Tzarko, and even if it's Mustam Firello, there's still going to be an Isser of Hatmana on Shabbos, even in situations where Shehiya would not apply. So what is considered Mamed Hevel versus Mosef Hevel? So that's the Mishnah, the beginning of Bemet Tomnin. Just take a look at Sif Gimel. Elohim Dvarim HaMasifim Hevel, Sol Shel Zesim, Shel Shum Shemin, Bezevel, Lumelach, Vesid, Bechol, Ben Lach, Ben Yaveshim, Beteven, Bezagin, Amuchim, Basavim, etc. The Elohim Dvarim She'enim HaMasifim Hevel, Ksus Uperos, Bekan Feyona, the Ne'orot Shel Pishta, and the Shel Tarashin. Fine. So the list of things that are Mosef Hevel are generally not so benimsa. Most of us don't insulate our pots with sesame or fertilizer or plaster or sand or anything on the list. But in practice, maybe to some extent, but in practice, we assume that if you have anything that's ala ish, and then your matmin, if you were to cover something al-ish in a way that affects hatmana with a blanket, that would be considered mosef hevel, because the combination of the davar ha-matmin with the fire is going to be mosef hevel. So in practice, the one application of davar ha-mosef hevel these days would be if something is on a burner, if something's on a flame, on a hot plate, and there's an active source of heat, and then you are matmin that, that would be considered Hatmana B'davar HaMosif Heva. Okay, now let's look back at Siman Reish Nun Gimel, where there are references to Hatmana that we glossed over when we were learning Shehiya. If you look at the end of Sif Aleph in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, and the Mechaber writes, this is the last sentence in the Mechaber, in Sif Aleph. The Kolzeh be'inyin shaha shakadera yosheves al kisei shel barzel al agabi avanim ve'enu nogas begacholot. That the whole discussion till now about when Shehiyah is muteres, that's only where the pot is sitting on a grate, on a chair, on some kind of implement that is over the flame, over the coals, but it's not touching the coals directly. But if you place the pot, even if there's no shehiya, that's still a problem of hatmana. Explains the Mishnah Berurah Sifkata Mem Vav. Hachis filu l'machaber dim shulei hakadeira nogin begachalim mikri hatmana. That if the bottom of the pot is touching the coals, that's called hatmana. And therefore, if it's hatmana, then all bets are off. It's going to be usur even in the most favorable of circumstances. And that's what the Mechaber writes in Reish Nun Zayin Ches as well. But if the kedera is touching the gechalim directly, then that would be a problem of hatmana. And the Ramah argues, look back at the Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel, the Yeshomrim, dafilu im kedera medas al gabe esh mamish, even if the kedera is touching the fire, touching the gechalim, as long as it's open on the top, it's not Mumin on the top, that is not Hamana, and that's Mutter. V'chein Haminog. So the Mechaber's position here that having the Kedera al Gabi Gachal Mamish is a problem of Hatmana, so that's based on Shitas Rashi, the beginning of Kira that we saw, and the Lama Dalid, that Rashi understood Shehiya is fundamentally connected to Hatmana, and therefore, even in a situation where there's no Hatmana going on the sides of the Kedera, but if it's on the coals directly, that's sufficient Hatmana. That's still called Hatmana. Rabbi Carr points out, page Reish Samach Gimel, that this emerges from the Rabbeinu Chananel that the Rishonim quoted in the beginning of Kira, the Ramban, the other Chachmei Sfarad, who write that Kone Rabbeinu Chananel, that Shehiya is not Hatmana connected because the Kedera is not placed directly on Gecholim. In your standard Shia situation, the Kedera isn't touching the Gecholim. It's mashma that if it was touching the Gecholim, then that would be a problem of Hatmana, even if there's no Hatmana on the side. So Lashon HaRashba, for example, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, Nikamakam Lamad Bidvarav, She'ein Mishasein Advar Bidar Ben Achanano, She'ein Mishasein Abad Mana, Ela Bishioi, Ubisha'ein Hakadeira no gas beishba. So the case of Shehiya is where the Kedera is not touching the fire. Rabbeinu Chananel Kasav Kain, She'inyan Mishasenu Einat Mana, Alakagon Kise Shalbarz of Akadeira Sheva Salavi Tliya Bavanim of Ayasavizat. Avalat Mana, Gabiga Chalim, Divya Kol Aser. The Kaimalan and Mana Vidavra Mosiv Maser. But if that mana, if you're putting the Kedera al Gabi Gachala Mamish, that is considered Hatmana, even if there's nothing insulating the sides of the Kedera. That's what we refer to as Hatmana B'mitzas, a partial Hatmana, according to Rashi, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, according to the Mechaber, even a partial Hatmana, Hatmana where it's the Shulei HaKedera, the bottom of the Kedera that's on the Gecholim, would still be considered a problematic Hatmana. Rashba himself, on Daf Menzayin on the Beis, where we quote Alam Bevav on the Beis with the Tid Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashba himself, Menzayin on the Beis, also working off Rabbeinu Chananel, writes, Shatmana B'mitza Satmanahi, the Ein Adavar Tali Batmana is called Kedera. Hatmana b'mixas is Hatmana, and in order to have Hatmana, it doesn't have to be Hatmana on the entire Kedera. The Teidu Lecha, Midaksani b'masnisen, Kesaru Osa, Notel Esakisoi v'hei Nofos. What's his Raya? So the Mishnah on Daf and Tesam and Aleph, the Mishnah here is talking about a Muksa issue. The second Mishnah on Tesam and Aleph, Tomdin b'shlachin u'metaltu l'nosan, b'gizay tzemer v'ein metaltu l'nosan. So you could do hatmana with the shlachin, some types of hides, and you can move them because it has some other Shabbos function, so it's not muksa. B'gizay tzemer using wool shearings, that also you could do hatmana in, v'ein metaltu l'nosan, because they're muksa, they have no Shabbos function. So what happens if you're matmin with something that man is permissible, but the davar ha matmin is muksa, and you want to access the food that's mutman? So what do? No til sakisa ve no flow. So you can move the gizay tzemer kil achar yad. You remove the cover to the pot, and the gizay tzemer fall off on their own. So says the Rashba. So what do you see here? The Mishnah says, you can remove the Gizei Tzemer and remove the cover the Giza Zemer full of Alma, Kisa Yakidera, Himagula. So here you're uncovering the Kisoy, the Alpha Pikain, Loitiru, Elabidarvish Enamosis. But the heter here is only if it's a Darvish Enamosif Hevel, but not Bidavar Hamosif Hevel. So it sounds like we wouldn't be, Hadmana would be a problem even if the pot is uncovered on the top. So that
I was making an admission that it's on the cover, and then when you take it off, it falls off. That's just what it sounds like. I'm not picturing what the Rashba is describing.
But that's correct. It's on the top. But he says, if it would have been a davar hamosif hevel, then even removing the pot cover wouldn't help. So removing the pot cover is only an option for davar hamamid hevel. But if it would be a davar hamosif hevel, removing the pot cover wouldn't help as far as hatma. That's his raya that hadmana b'mitzas is hadmana. Then he goes on and says, "V'tomar v'dafka b'shakula t'muna chutz mipia." But maybe you'll say no, that the hadmana has to be around the entire pot. It's not sufficient to have hadmana on the bottom, but you don't have to have hadmana on the lid. And he says that can't be. It's all or nothing. And again, asata d'v'rach l'shirin. So either you say that all you need is touching on the bottom, or you need hadmana on the entire thing. So the fact that here, in principle, by davar hamosif hevel, even if the lid would be open, you still have a hadmana problem, that indicates that hadmana b'mixas is still considered hadmana. That's the Rashba's right. Tosfos argues, Tosfos melchasim et aleph, divar maskil b'zeisim. Tosa their rights, long Tosas, but Tosa writes in one line, Lo dami lematmin bemosif havel, shalo asu elakishamatmin umadik savivakadeira dumi the remits. That Amana is only a problem where it surrounds the kadeira. If it just, the point of contact is on the bottom, that's not Hamana. Hamana is only a problem if it surrounds the kadeira. And that's the position of Rabbeinu Tam of the Sefer Yashar. Chelak HaChidushim Simen Reish Lamed Hei. Chelak HaChidushim Simen Reish Lamed Hei. The Rabbeinu Tam writes, the Chamin Shalanu, Sha'anu Tomnin, so our chalant that we do at mana on, Af al pisha yesh sivivo seha ma'at remetz, even if there are coals around the pot, kegova etzba, that's a finger full thick, ein kan iser, dehatmana mashma, shemuchusaba rubo okula. So even if there's ma'at remets around part of the pot, if it doesn't cover rubo okulu of the pot, that's not called hadmana. So hadmana b'mixas is not a problem. And why should that be? Why would you say that hadmana b'mixas is not hadmana? So the Mereshit Moshen, Siman Pei Gimel, quotes the Sefer Abatim, who says that Hatmana B'Mitzvah is Lav Derech Hatmana. That's not the way you do Hatmana. Hatmana means full or at least rove insulation. And he points out that that seems to emerge from Tosis as well, and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, small Tosis, Dibra Maskel, the Ein, the Galgalin. The Tosos there has a line, the end of that Tosos. B'chol namim eino matmino bo el megaglo al gabav shari. That if you're just going to roll an egg over sand, but you're not going to be matmin in the sand, that's okay. And that's what Tosos quotes in the context of distinguishing between Derech Hatmana and Lav Derech Hatmana. That if you're going to just roll an egg over sand, that's Lav Derech Hatmana. Derech Hatmana means that it's Mutman Bekulo, or at least Beruba. And that's what we just saw in the Mechaber and Sifkas, that if the begadim are not nogeya the kedera, then that's not derech hatmana. My koshahu beinyan she'ena begadim nogim bekedera, afavi she'esh eish taktaha, kevin she'en osa derech hatmana shari. That's not derech hatmana. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes in the end of Reish Nun Zayin from the Ran. The Ran Kafezim at Aleph Bedape Harif. Kafezim at Aleph Bedape Harif, the paragraph beginning of Lefi Das there. He writes, Shemesim Allah also Kli Rachav Shanu Nogin Lasum Al Gabi Kedera, the Kalki Agav Nala Derech Hatmana. If you're going to put an ill fitting board on top of a Kedera, that extends beyond the rim, the perimeter of the kedera, that's not derech hatmana. That's in the Mechaber Kos and Sifkas as well. So these are all instances where Rishonim refer to something as being lav derech hatmana. So maybe that's what hatmana b'mitzas would be considered, lav derech hatmana, if hatmana b'mitzas is insufficient to pose a problem. Now, Rabbi Carr points out that the Prima Gadim has a suffix. He writes a little bit differently in a couple places in Reish Nun Zayin and Reish Nun Gimel. Within those, we've shown him that you need Hatmana Bekulo, within the Mechaber, that you need Hatmana Bekulo. I'm sorry, within the Ramah. And those we've shown him, thank you. Within the Ramah, those we've shown him that you need Hatmana Bekulo. So how Kulo is Kulo? If you have the entirety of the sides of the Kedera Mutman, but it's totally open on the top, do we consider that Hatmana B'Mitzvah, or is that considered Hatmana B'Kula? So Prima Gadim has that as a safek. He quotes that the Alter Rebbe says differently in a couple places. The Lashon, the Sefer Yasha that we read a few moments ago, was Mashma Mechusaba Rubo Okulo. So Rubo would sound like, even if it's uncovered on the top, but Rove of the surroundings, Rove of the Kedera is Baman, maybe that would be Hatman. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Nun Zayin, Sifkata Mem Ches. So here the Ramah again argues, like we saw the Ramah in Reish Nun Gimel, he argues on the Ramah here in Reish Nun Zayin as well. Hatmanish othim in medinos elu shemamina b'tanur v'tachin p'tanur v'tit shari l'kuli alma k'moshin esbar reishna dalid reishna tes u'mitzvah l'hamin l'shabbos k'dei sheyofol chamin b'shabbos zeh mikavir on shabbos kol mi she'eino mamin v'divrei chachamin v'osir achilas chamin b'shabbos chashin shamai pikarisu. Fine. Says in Mishabura Memphis, u'mitzvah l'hamin b'shabbos. They're not manifest. Sorry, I meant Rishna Gimel Memphis. Yeah, this is on the Ramad Rishna Gimel. Sorry. We'll come back to Mishnah Berurah Rishna side in a minute. Yeah, here the Ramad says, Yesh Omer Dafilu Imakdeir Omedes Algabe Eish Mamish Kozmanchi Megula Lamala Lo Mikriat Mana. That even if the Kedeir is Al Eish Mamish, if it's uncovered on the top, that's not called Hatmana Vishari. Says the Mishabura Memchas, Hainu, She'ein Mechasa Allah Bibagadim Milmalo, that you're not covering it with Begadim on the top. It sounds like even if the walls of the Kli are totally covered, as long as it's still not covered in the top, that's not Hatmana. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing there in Reish and Gimel Sifkat and Samach Tes. Reish and Gimel Samach Tes. At the end of that Sifkatan. In Eino Tamin Heite Besocham, Shehu Pasuach Milmala, Shari, Dizelo Mikriat Mana, Gemashikasav Ramah, Sosif Aleph Baga. That if it's uncovered on the top, even if it's totally sealed on the side, that's still considered to be. That's not considered Hatmana. Yeah. However, Rabbi Carr points out, and the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah points out also, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Nun Zayin, Sifkatan Mem Gimel, the last line in Sifkatan Mem Gimel, Reish Nun Zayin, Vim kofa kli rechava, o shano sein aleha daf rachav, v'mechasa b'begadim milmala, mutter. But if you take a large wide kli, or a large board, and you place it over the pot, and then you put begadim on top of that, mutter, av shemamido ad chetzio b'chol. Even if you cover the sides halfway with sand. So let's just read the Chai Adam inside that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting here. The Chai Adam Klal Kaf Sif Beis. Chayadim writes, "Us gam asu chazal lahatmin afilu be'er Shabbos v'davar mosif hevel, u'b'Shabbos asu lahatmin afilu be'davar she'ena mosif hevel, hakol mishum zera shema yarsiach, achadmana shalanu b'tanur afilu enotach betit shari l'kuli alma, delo nikra hatmana ela kishenogeya hadavar shematmin bo v'guf hakadera milmala." Ulamata, Ubachot Sadov. That Hatmana is only where it's covered on the top and on all the sides. That's one chayada. Then the chayada, right, and this is what the Mishnah is quoting here, in klal kaf sif kaf beis. That if you're matmin your coffee pot in sand, ra'u lasos kein, sheyamin akli im a coffee b'chol, doesn't mean do it during the week, it means in sand. So you could be matmin your coffee pot in sand. Ubavad shelo yatmin kulo, as long as you're not matmin the whole thing, rak chetzio o shlishaso, as long as you're matmin a half or a third. And then you can cover it with a cover that's not going to cover it tightly, where there's going to be airspace between the cover and the top. Meaning you're not going to cover it fully on the top. You're going to be miming the sides a half or a third. And that's okay. So that's mashma, that if you're covering this, if the top is uncovered effectively, and you're covering the sides up to a half, that's okay. But if you're going to cover the sides more than a half, that's a problem, even though the top is uncovered. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is quoting here that we just read in Sivkat and Mem Gimel. In Kofa Kli Rechava Oshinosin Aled Daf Rachav and Mechas Begadim Umala Mutter. As long as you're just covering it up to a half on the side. But if it's more than a half, that'll be a problem, even if the top is effectively uncovered. So Rabbi Carr points out, Dirshan Mishnah Berurah points out, it sounds like a stira in Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah earlier, Mishnah Gimel in a couple places, says even if the sides are totally covered, as long as the top is uncovered, that's considered an amount of a mixas, which is okay according to the Ramah. And here it sounds like if the sides are more than a half covered, even if the top is uncovered, that's still a problem of hatmana. So Rabbi Karp suggests that the following. The case of the Mishnah Berurah quoting for the Chayadam, so it's true that the cover on the top is not a tight-fitting cover, but there's still a cover there. There's some airspace, but there still is a cover effectively on top. So in a case where there's a cover on top, even though it's not an effective cover, it's not a complete cover, so in a vacuum, that cover wouldn't be considered at mana, but if there's still some kind of a cover on the top, so then as long as it's mutman more than halfway in the side, that's considered hatmana, that's problematic. That's considered hatmana effectively bakula. If the top is totally uncovered, so then it's only a problem of hatmana bakula if the sides are fully covered themselves. So if the top is totally uncovered, then to have a problem of hatmana, the sides have to be fully covered. If the top is covered, albeit not tightly, so then you could have a problem with hatmana, even if the sides are only halfway covered. That's what the Sefer Shmos Yitzchak quotes, Perakaf Os Beis from Shlomo Zalman, that if in the bottom part, meaning on the sides, something's open with a chashiv enough section is open, that's not considered to be hatmana. So if you have a cover on the top, the sides are partially open, that's okay. Both from Mifl Yashiv, that a third uncovered is considered sufficiently uncovered to not be hatmana. Rav Moshe writes along those lines in Tshuva Mem Zayin to Rabbi Eider. Yeah, this is another one of those tshuvas where Rabbi Eider's presentation of the question is truncated in the reprinted Igros Moshe version. So Moshe writes, Kaimalan kirama, that on one of the mixes is okay. In Dover Mechusa Lamala, we call it Stadim. So let's say you have something that's covered on the top, covered on the sides, Aval Pasuach Saf Bitsat Echa Bechadome, but it's open a little bit on one side. Is that considered Hanmana? For the Ramah, it sounds like not, but that's Hanmana B'Mixas. But the Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph says, Imaya Megula Mixaso, sounds like it is Hanmana. So Moshe says, Hanmana Mikri Kishu Mechusa Lamalu Minat Stadim, Aval Mistaber, Shemakam Pano in the Akadera, She'ein Shama Tafshil, Imurak Mixas, Shiloya Muchusa Oso Mokam Nami Yisfashi Toman. So if the side where it's open, where it's not Toman, is not where the Tafshil is sitting, so then maybe that's still considered to be Toman. If you have a big pot and the Tafshil is on one side of the pot, and you're insulating 80% of the pot, the part that's not insulated is the part further away from the top shell. Maybe that's still considered to be kula. The most poskim assume, like the Ramah lahalacha, that almana b'miksas is not almana. The Chazanish is machmir. Chazanish thinks that the Bichoshe Shad Hatmana B'mitzas is Hatmana. But Rabbi Eider points out that even according to the Mechaber, if you have a Kedera that's not directly on the coals, and not directly touching the fire, but it's on a grate, so maybe even according to the Mechaber, that's not considered to be Hatmana. Because when we talk about, within the Mechaber Shita, this is kind of what emerges from the Chazon Ish's analysis and others, that the concern, why is it, we explain that the position of the Ramah, that Hanmana B'mitzvah is Lav Hanmana, is because that's not Derech Hanmana. So why would you say, according to those who showed him that Hanmana B'mitzvah is Hanmana? Because as we noted, according to Tosfos, beginning of the Met Tom, then Hanmana is more Chamer than Shia, because it takes a lot less to be Mechat to B'Gecholim, if your interest is insulating, if your interest is preserving the heat, so then you're more likely to possibly be bechata. So if the pot is on the coals and there's contact between the coals and the pot, so then it's almost inevitable if there are mamish coals there that some of the coals are going to surround the pot a little bit on the side or move around a little bit, and then there's more of a concern shemi echata. But that's less of a concern, and maybe not a concern, if the pot's not touching the coals at all. So just like what we saw in the Rishonim, that if the pot is elevated and it's not touching the coals at all, that's not considered Hatmana, even B'mixas. So if it's on a grate and it's not touching the flames, it also may not be Hatmana, even B'mixas, and could be mutter even according to the Mechaber. Okay. Take a look now at Sif Beis in Rishon Zion. Mechaber writes in Sif Beis is based on Iran. Afilu tafshil shenispashel called Sarko Usher Lahabin Bishabis Afila Badarish Ainamos of Hepa. Umikal Makam Lasam Kalim Ala Tafshil Kide Lashamra Minach Barit. But to put Kalim over a tafshil to protect it from mice, oh Kide Shalo Yistanev Baafroris, or not to get dirty, Shari. She'ein Zekimatmin Lahachem Alakashomer Venosi Kisa Yalakadera. So if you're covering something, insulating something, not to preserve the heat, not to increase the heat, but simply to protect it from mice or dirt. So then that's mutter, that's not called hadmana. Says the Mishabura Sifkat and Yudalid. Lasum Kalim. Hainu afil begadim shemamidin esachom shalakadeva shalayitane. Afil hachi shari kevi shayna mechavim lisan. That even if you're going to insulate in the most classic form of insulation, you're going to put the gadim over the pot. If your intention is to keep out the mice, even though it's a byproduct, it's also going to be mamet or perhaps even mosif hevel, that's mutter.
He wants to say mamet, he doesn't say mosif.
I'm sorry?
He doesn't say mosif, which is interesting. I mean, you could have said, even if it's mosif hevel, if you're just doing it, then it's okay. But when is it mamet?
You're right, it's not in the Furish in the Ran that the Heter is even the Dover Ha Mosif Hevel. The Ran is Daf Yutes Amid Aleph the Dape Harif. It's towards the end of the big paragraph there. I think that's how Post can assume that this heter applies even the Davar Hamam is Hevel, Hamos is Hevel. Okay, so let's look into that. I think the post can assume that it applies to Dover Mamid most of them as well. So Rav Moshe writes, Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Hei. Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Hei. I'm going to read first from Rabbi Eider here, page 376. Covering a pot on Shabbos with vessels or with garments is permissible, even if these retain heat. It says retain heat. It's just quoting the Shabura. If its purpose is to protect it from mice, dust, or the like, and not to retain the heat. Covering a pot with a pot cover is permissible if it's Hizbash Kol Tzarcho, even if its purpose is to retain the heat. This is permissible because it's not considered as Derech Hatmana, but rather the way of protecting food. So that's Rav Moshe Chelek Aleph Simen Tzadi Hei. So even though the way this halacha is presented in the Ran and the Besos according to the Ran, and the Mechaber quoting the Ran, is that all depends on your intention. If your intention is to protect it from the mice, it's mutter. If your intention is to preserve the heat, it's usser. But Moshe writes, when it comes to a pot cover, if a pot cover is basically intended, that the point of a pot cover is to protect it, you wouldn't usually put up a pot without covering it, not just because you want to preserve the heat, but you don't want things to fall into the pot when it's exposed. You don't want it to spill. So that's definitional enough that that's not considered to be Derech Hatmana, even if your intention is to preserve the heat. So in that case, if something is not Derech Hatmana at all, Moshe says as an extension of this Ran, that even in that case, even if your intention is to preserve the heat, but it doesn't say it like this, but it's kind of butledaito, that that's not Derech Hatmana, that the normal function of a pot cover is to cover the pot to protect it from dirt or mice or anything else that could fall in. But you're then covering that pot cover or the pot with garments or towels. So then that all depends on your intention. If your intention is, if the pot's already covered, so then no further action necessary to protect it from the mice. So then covering it with a towel is going to be clearly usser, because there's no, that could only be for purposes of hatmana. Application. Enclosing a food with aluminum foil or a plastic bag to keep it clean or to prevent it from drying up is permissible. However, enclosing it to preserve its heat is prohibited. So then it all depends on your intention. That's where Moshe writes in Tshuva Mem Vav in the back. Shaila, Habal Hachem Basar Mevusha Kotzarko Kugol Vasei Kedera. Ha'im mutter lechasosim b'aluminum foil, kevin shem karim, awa im yesh b'mishon amana. So let's say you're utilizing your kedera gabi kedera heter. or however you're heating up cold food on Shabbos day, beheter. You're putting it on your non-adjustable hot plate, or you're putting it on your kedeira gabi kedeira. Are you allowed to wrap that piece of kugel in aluminum foil? So Moshe says, the hefsa kedera nami who Moshe havel, the aser batmana will korcham aluminum foil nami who atman. That potentially is hatmana. But Rabbi Eider understands Rav Moshe saying that's a function of your intention. That if your intention is not to preserve the heat or not to retain any heat, but simply to prevent the mice from eating it, then that would be mutter. It's all a function of your intention. Shlomo Zalman.
So
Rav
Moshe is saying that some things are by definition derech hatmana.
So the way Rabbi Eider presents Rav Moshe is that certain things are by definition not derech hatmana. So then if you have a pot cover, which is not derech hatmana, where the normal function is to protect the contents of the pot, so even if you have an intention that you want to preserve the heat, doesn't make a difference because that's not the function of a pot cover. But anything where it is normally derech hatmana, so then we evaluate it solely on the basis of your intention. If your intention is hatmana, asir. If your intention is protecting it, then it's mutter. But in certain cases where there's no way in the world you could argue that your intention is to protect it, if it's already covered, so putting on another cover is going to be asir. So if you have a piece of kugel and you want to cover with aluminum foil to protect it from dirt or from mice, that'll be mutter. If your intention is hatmana, that'll be usher. But if it's covered with one piece of aluminum foil, then you want to cover it with another piece of aluminum foil, that'll definitely be usher because there's no reasonable argument that you're doing that to protect it because it's already protected. Unless you have mice that eat aluminum foil. Shlomo Zalman writes, well, this will close for today. Shlomo Zalman in Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Simin, Lamedalid O Zion, Chelik Beis Simin Lamedalid O Zion. He quotes this from Moshe that wrapping a piece of food in aluminum foil will be a problem with hatmana. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, "Bezev vade pella, demaishna mikadera al gabe kadera." Meaning that what are we concerned about ultimately when it comes to Admana? So let's say we're concerned, Shami Yechata B'Gachol, right? We're worried that you're going to, if we allow you to insulate something, then you may come to be Mechata B'Gacholim in order to enhance the insulation. So we're talking about Kedera El Gabi Kedera. So we're Matir Hachzara B'Kedera El Gabi Kedera. Because there we're not worried, no Mexican Vasha, we're not worried about Shami Echata if it's Kedera Gabi Kedera. So if we're not worried about Shami Echata or Kedera Gabi Kedera, so why are we going to be worried about Shami Echata just because you covered aluminum foil if it's Kedera Gabi Kedera? Kedera Gabi Kedera itself creates a heter that is so far removed from the Gecholim, we're not worried they're going to be Mechata Gecholim. So putting aluminum foil around that kedera, that's all gabe kedera. Why there are you now concerned about shami echata b'gachol? So it says the efsher shu osir rakish amunach atuf b'sol chakedera. Maybe Moshe is only talking about where you're wrapping an aluminum foil and putting it in the kedera. Aval gamzel lo mistabish right osim kein rakedesh leis arev im sharatav shilim below the shmar lachol. But even there, if you're wrapping a piece of kugel and putting it in the cholent, you're not doing it to preserve the heat. You're doing it so it doesn't evaporate inside the cholent. Okay, but Rav Moshe, they acknowledge that if that's your purpose, then that would be mutter. But But if that's not your purpose, that would be usher. So you have to know what your intent is. But Moshe apparently assumed that no, the fact that Hatmana anyway is more chamer than Shia, as we saw, and there's a higher threshold of where we're concerned about Shem Yechat V'Chalam by Mana over Shia or Hafsara. So that would extend here too. So yeah, in Hanami, when it comes to Kedera, Gabi Kedera, in the world of Shehiya, in the world of Hafsara, sorry, then we're not worried about Shem Yechat V'Chalam. But in the world of Hatmana, we might still be worried about Shem Yechat V'Chalam because the threshold of Hatmana is higher than the threshold of Hafsara. We'll stop here. We'll talk next time some more applications of this machlokas for Moshe and Rishon LeZalman, and then we'll try to finish up some of the practical Hatman applications like crackpots. And I think we'll begin talking about Rechitza B'chamin on Shabbos. So I'll be to send out Marmer Kamas on that. Okay, so Wednesday, Mirtz Hashem. Oh, there we are. Mm-hmm.